Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of OT with DA. We're going to do something very different, something that, I'm looking forward to it. I'll tell you about it in just a second. So welcome, YouTube, and welcome to everybody that's signing on early to Instagram Live. Let me just greet a few of you here. Hello, Danny. Hello, Stone Doctor. Hello, Michael Shane Eatman, Rich77AA, Grace Faith Hope Love 3, Linda Taylor, Naomi. All right, welcome everybody. So glad you're here. I'll give you exciting, says Deb. I agree. And Wellman57, greetings everybody. Melba Toast. All right, welcome everybody. I am really looking forward to this next probably about a half an hour that we're going to spend together. For those of you that don't know, which I imagine is maybe none of you, but there might be a few of you. My name is Pastor David Asherick, and I am the DA part of the With DA Challenges. And last year, we did DA with DA. That's Desire of Ages with David Asherick. Right now, we are in actually past the midpoint of OT with DA. That's the Old Testament with David Asherick. We're going through Patriarchs and Prophets, which I've got right here. And so as I said yesterday, and as I announced today on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, we're going to do an unboxing. And I'm not like really experienced at this. I've seen some of these like on like YouTube where they get, you know, a little GoPro on their head. And this is not going to be really fancy, but what's inside of this box, and it's not a total surprise because I know what's in here, but I can't wait to have it in my hands. This is just going to be a regular, good old-fashioned unboxing. There it is, from Types and Symbols, upside down, Types and Symbols. So we're going to open up this box, and what's in this box is going to significantly inform some ideas that I have. And I should just let you know that the ideas that I have about what I'm going to announce tonight, I think are good ideas. I've shared them with a few people, but what'll be really great is for those of you that are giving feedback on YouTube and on Instagram, Facebook, you let me know if you think these are really good ideas. And you might even have a better idea. And I'm open to all of your ideas, but I think we've got something good here, and I'm excited about it. So just very briefly, I'll tell you that Types and Symbols, the publisher of The Conflict Beautiful, which is this beautiful set of books I have behind me here, when they reached out to myself and Ty Gibson and some others, four years ago, I don't know the exact timetable. And they had this idea of publishing Ellen White's books, many of her best-known, most-loved books. So, for example, the Conflict of the Ages series, which they call The Conflict Beautiful, Patriarchs and Prophets, Prophets and Kings, Desire of Ages, Acts of the Apostles, and Great Controversy. And they were like, man, we've got this idea. We want to print them really beautifully. We want to update the from the King James to the New King James. We want to update some of the archaic language. And Ty and I were like, yes. Yes, yes, you have to do this. It's a great idea. How can we support you? And at the time, to be honest, it was a little bit like, we'll see. We'll see how it turns out. But when I finally got these books in my hands about a year and a half later, and I was like, they look so good. They felt so good. The margin, which I love, the typeface, they far exceeded my expectations. And so last year, when I was like, what should I do for my devotions? I got this idea of doing the Desire of Ages. And then the Holy Spirit just flashed into my mind, you should do it. Like, it was no committee. I just got this idea. You should do it with a bunch of people. Do it on Instagram Live. I had just learned how to do Instagram Live. And so I was like, man, that's kind of a crazy idea. Let's try it. And then we did DA with DA. That's Desire of Ages with David Asherick. And it was awesome. It was awesome for me. It was awesome for those that participated. We had shirts. We had an experience. I meet people everywhere I go. They're either wearing the shirts or they'll come up and give me the biggest hug and say, oh, I did DA with DA. It changed my life. It's awesome. I just love it. We recently did an Arise intensive in Chattanooga, and there was like six people there on, I think it was the last day, wearing DA with DA shirts, including Gabby Abbey and several others. And we took a group photo together, and it's really this community thing that is frankly a total gift from God. I'm honored and privileged to be a part of it. But yeah, it was great. So then people were like, let's do more. Let's do more. So we decided to start back at the beginning, and that's what we're in the middle of right now. The OT with DA challenge. Deb says, DA with DA was awesome. I agree, it was awesome. So we're right now in the middle of the OT with DA challenge, and by the middle, I mean we're more than two-thirds of the way done. Today, for example, we're in chapter, 51 already? Let's see. Today we're in chapter 51. There's only 73 chapters. I'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. But the next book that we're going to be in is this one here, Prophets and Kings. And there's 60 chapters in Prophets and Kings. And I'll tell you more about this in just a second. But this is going to become important in just a second because I have to tell you what's in this box. So Mark reached out to me from Tyson Symbols. He's like, we've got this new project. It's going to be amazing. As soon as he told me what it was, I was like, I love it. How can I help? How can I be involved? And so let's open up the box and see what's in here. By the way, this is a Christmas gift. My wife and my son got me this absolutely beautiful carbon fiber Benchmade knife. And every chance I get to use it, it's really a backpacking knife, but every chance I get to use it, I do. And so thank you, Violetta and Jabel. I'll tell you a little bit more about Violetta, my wife, in just a little bit, but I'll come to that in a second. All right, so I'm going to cut this very carefully here. You can see, unopened. Here we go. All right. Don't go too deep, right? You don't want to cut more than you planned. All right. So, you can see here, you get the types and symbols. They do such a good job, right? They just do such a great job. So there's the little cover, types and symbols. Okay. Then I get this little card that says, a sharing book you'll actually want to share. Okay, I'll get to that in just a second. So it comes with this nice little card inside. Bam, bam. Okay, then we get to the business end of things, which I think probably the easiest thing to do is just this. Here we are. So here it is, still in the plastic wrap. I'll set this, I guess I'll just set this right here. That'll be all right. Set you there. Oh, probably down here. All right, here we go. In the plastic wrap, there it is. That, my friends, is what is being called, what we're calling the Light and Life Collection. And if you're wondering what the Light and Life Collection is, it is three of Ellen White's books, probably her best known, several of her best known books, including especially Steps to Christ, but it also has Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing and Christ Object Lessons. Okay, now there's so many cool things about this that I'm going to spend a little time sort of explaining it to you, but in order to do that, I'm going to take the plastic off carefully here. Another chance to use my fancy knife. Thank you, Jabel. Thank you, Violetta. Okay, so the first thing I want you to see is that it comes in this absolutely epic little carrying case, quite a bit smaller than the Conflict Beautiful. So here's the Conflict Beautiful, right? So it's quite a bit smaller, right? And comes in its own carrying case, but one of the, or maybe shelf, bookshelf case, one of the coolest things about it is that this collection is called the Light and Life Collection. And when Mark and Ivan reached out to me, we had some ideas for names and we settled on Light and Life Collection because Jesus is the light of the world. He's the light that lights every man that comes into the world. And he also is life, right? In him was life and the life was the light of men. And what makes Jesus the life is his teachings, his sacrificial death. And so the Light and Life Collection is such a great name. So it comes in its own little handy carrying case. You can see it's three books. Bam. And they are the exact same cover, the same paper. They're basically everything but a smaller version of the Conflict Beautiful. So if you have the Conflict Beautiful and you love it, this looks just the same. But there are some very, very cool features. And let me start. I'll pull off the big one. Christ Object Lessons. Okay, so the first thing I want you to notice, and I don't know how, oh, look at that. That looks amazing. So they did this very cool thing with the gilded edges, which is just a little feature, but I love it. Let's see if we can get it on the YouTube video there. Can you see that? Right? You see the light is absolutely incredible. The binding, it's amazing. So these are gilded edges, but they're not just like, let me see if I can really catch the light there on YouTube. They're not just regular gilded edges. They've done it with this like optical foil And they all have that. The optical foil's also on the, look at that. That just looks amazing. I love the little touches. And there's a couple more little touches. So the first thing I'll say is you'll notice that it's red, and the red corresponds with the red from The Desire of Ages, right? So here's The Desire of Ages. And you might remember when we did our DA with DA challenge, if you were a part of that, Ellen White's original idea was that Desire of Ages would be like 1,200 pages and it would be two volumes. But the publishers were like, yeah, no, that's not going to work. That's just too big. It's too much. So what they did was they took Desire of Ages, like the traveling of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, the sort of compressed version of the life of Jesus. That's the Desire of Ages. And then they took Christ Object Lessons. That's the parables of Jesus. And Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing. That's the Sermon on the Mount. So a whole volume. This is my favorite book that Ellen White wrote right there. That's it. That's my favorite book, and I cannot wait to go through that. Small book. And then Steps to Christ. So what's so cool about this is all of these reds match this red, because really what this is this is like the Desire of Ages 2.0, right? Like this is the first volume of the Desire of Ages. This is the second volume. And here's a funny little story. So if you got the grayscale set of the types and symbols, or even if you didn't get it, if you plan to get it at some point, the other color in the types and symbols, and this was actually sent to me in a box as well, but my wife, my amazing wife, who I love, she did not want to wait. I said, babe, you can't open that. She said, this is mine. I'm opening it up. So she opened up her set. Shame on you, Violetta. And tonight even, I said, babe, I need to borrow your Light and Life collection because I'm going to show it to everybody. She said, you can't take that. You can't take that out of the house. It's snowing. But I took it anyway. So anyway, you can see, and what's so cool about the gray is the gray here matches the Desire of Ages from the grayscale. Smart. Everything else exactly the same. So thank you, Violetta, for letting me borrow that. I'm not sure if you actually did let me, but I just took it anyway. Okay, a few more of the amazing features that I just think are so cool. So it might be a little hard to see this. I'll see if I can get it there. On the cover, in the same way that DA is embossed, it's kind of hard to see, but there's this beautiful DA that's embossed on the front cover of all of the Conflict Beautiful. So PP, PK, DA, AA, GC. And on the cover of this, they have done the neatest thing. Every one of them has their own little embossed cover. Now, it's hard to see the embossing, but I'll show you what it looks like. On the inside cover, it looks like that. So just imagine that design there, which also has the illuminating, I forget the name they call it. What did he call it? Luminescent foil, I think. So what's so cool about this is that that design there is made up of 12 lines. 12 lines. And the idea here is that Jesus was the continuation of the Abrahamic promise. He established a new kingdom. That kingdom was made up of 12 disciples. The number 12 is a hugely significant number in scripture. And so what Light and Life, or what Types and Symbols did, and they're just so good at this kind of thing, is they captured that 12, and every book has its own design, and I'll explain them here in just a second. So this is Christ Object Lessons. You can see that design. I'll show you, this is the Steps to Christ design. It's also embossed on the cover, but it's hard to see. There's the Steps to Christ design. Absolutely beautiful. And then this is my personal favorite. This is the Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing. So if you look there, you can see they're all made up of 12 lines, and they all have to do with that book. So this is a mountain, right? Can you see that's like a stylized version of a mountain made up with 12 lines? And it's because it's Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing. So cool, so smart. The Steps to Christ looks like steps. Can you see that? Like stylized steps, up, 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 also with 12 lines. And then because so many of the parables of Jesus had to do with the natural world, the wheat, the tares, the sower, things that were growing, this is kind of like, you know, some maybe grass or wheat, things that have grown. I just think that is so stylistically pleasing. And then if you look on the inside, as you might have guessed, let me see if I can get it here in the light. It's kind of hard to see on the YouTube, but it's just the same beautiful, big, wide margins. Looks amazing. feels so good in the hand. And the design, in fact, I told them, I said, you guys, these designs are so cool. Like the steps, the mountain, the grass. I think these designs should be like just a shirt or something. That's just too cool. Absolutely amazing. And then what they did on the box, in case you're wondering about all of these lines on the box, what they did is they overlaid all three of those designs. So the mountain, the steps, and the wheat grass sort of growing thing. And that's the design there. Smart. I just love this stuff. When things are well designed, well put together, well done, I love it. Especially when the content is now, you know, I own these books. I own different versions of these books. But never, never in the history of these books, and I can say that, has there ever been a presentation as stunning and as beautiful as these books are. I mean, these are heirloom quality books, sewn binding, printed at the same publishing house in Germany, like a boutique, top quality publishing house in Germany. They've literally just arrived like yesterday or today at the Types and Symbols where, I mean, this is just fortuitous that I'm making this announcement the day before I leave to go to Australia, and they've literally just arrived. So this is an advanced copy that they sent me, but yeah, it's so cool having the external beauty of this book match the internal content. And so what this is, the Light and Life collection, is Steps to Christ, which I have here, Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, and Christ Object Lessons. They're beautiful. They are amazing. And you might be saying, oh, hey, are we going to read through all of those? Are we going to do a DA challenge? The answer is, of course we are. And what I love about this, the upcoming DA challenges that we'll do through these, is they'll be so easy. Like Steps to Christ, I think, is like 11 or 12 or 13 chapters. I mean, Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing is like 6 chapters. Christ Object Lessons, like 25 chapters. So these are not going to be, you know, 100 days long. These will be very digestible. And I've actually got some really good ideas on how to do these shorter books. So anyway, this is, I'll come to that in just a second, but we're also going to be making, they're not done yet, obviously, but we're going to be doing a journal. But instead of having a journal, where did I put my journal? Instead of having a journal for every volume like we do in the Conflict Beautiful, there'll just be a single journal for all three volumes. And it's going to follow, we're going to make maybe a few tweaks in the format, but it's going to be basically the same kind of format. So that'll be amazing. Tell you more about that later. So a few other things. In the box, and I think this is so smart, we've all heard of sharing books. Let me just cut this open. This came in the box as well. This came in the box as well. A little hard to see there on YouTube. But it is a paper copy of Steps to Christ. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's the most beautiful paper copy of Steps to Christ you've ever seen in your life. And it's not even close. This is one of the most read, most translated, I should say, books ever published. And it looks amazing. And every set of the Light and Life collection comes with a free one of these. An absolutely stunningly beautiful paper edition. You got the sort of luminescent foil there. It's kind of hard to see with the lighting, but here you can really see it. So this is going to be so cool. And exactly the kind of thing that churches could buy a bunch of, or you could buy like 10 of or whatever. There are discount prices, and these are great for giving away. I mean, this is just perfect. That is such a beautiful, attractive copy. And you get a free one when you order the Light and Life collection. So amazing. Let's see what this little card says that I pulled out of here. It says, a sharing book you'll actually want to share. Inside is a free copy of our sharing edition of Steps to Christ. You're more than welcome to keep it, but you might consider passing it along to someone you love, someone looking for a closer journey with God. And if you happen to have a few people in mind, we'd be happy to give you 10% off your next order of this life-changing book. Just use the code SHAREJESUS during checkout. Super cool. Okay, I'll tell you more about that. But there's a shareable version. Stunning. Okay, so now here's what's going to happen. Oh, first of all, these books are, I think they're $99. We were really committed. The guys at Types and Symbols were really committed, and I agreed with them. Keep it under $100. Handmade, this high quality, $100. And so for the, I don't know how long, for a while, we're going to be offering a 10% discount on these books. The discount code at typesandsymbols.com is LL10. LL10, like light and life 10. 10% off. And I should tell you that these books are printed in Germany, hand-bound in Germany, sewn in Germany, like they're top shelf quality. And the margins on these books are quite thin. So when I asked Mark, I said, Mark, is there any way we can do like a discount? He's like, well, yes, we'll do it because we love your work, but our margins are very thin on these books. So they're not going to be able to offer that 10% discount for very long. But if you're interested or you're interested in getting a set for somebody you love, bam, LL10. I don't know how long we're going to do that. I'll ask Mark, but down to $89. That includes shipping and a free copy of Steps to Christ. Hello? I mean, these guys are amazing. High quality, reasonable prices, incredible content, beautiful design. I don't even know what to say. I'm just over the moon that these books exist and that Mark and Ivan and Brett and the team have done this. I just think it's so visually appealing. And when you get them in your hands and you're marking them and you're reading them, it's just such a deeply satisfying experience. As somebody who loves books, and don't get me wrong, I've got a lot of electronic books nowadays because they're easy to search, but nothing beats like the tactile feel of a high quality book. And then when you've traveled with that book, when you've used that book, it starts to get, you know, worn in all the right ways. You just can't. I mean, I love electronic books for what they're good for, but this is just pure magic. I cannot say enough good about this collection. Been waiting for several months for it to arrive. Now it's here. And let me tell you how this is going to work. So here's the plan. And this is where you can give input if you've got a better plan. We think it's a pretty good one. So let us know what you think. So later this year, as you know, I'm leaving for Australia. I've got a very busy year this year. I'll be traveling. I'll be in Finland. I'll be in Norway. I'll be all over the United States. I'll be in Spain. Now that COVID is sort of opening up, COVID is sort of kind of increasingly behind us and the world is opening up, my speaking appointments, my invitations are, you know, ramped right back up. So it's just going to get harder and harder to do. In many ways, it's really providential that we did DA with DA during COVID because I had 100 days where I could do it. Those like 100-day patches are going to be impossibly hard to come by going forward. But that's okay because the biggest, longest book is Desire of Ages and it's out of the way now. We've done it. Prophets and Kings, the next book that we'll do is only 60 chapters. So that's like 2 months. You know, it feels so easy to me now. So the plan is, this is the plan. Later this year, I don't know exactly when, but later this year, we will do Prophets and Kings, okay? We're going to go through Prophets and Kings. It's going to be the most challenging in all five volumes because it's a real low period in Israel's history, a lot of apostasy, a few bright lights, Elijah, Daniel, but a lot of bad news. And it's going to be tough, real talk. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but only in the sense that the good news is only as good as the bad news is bad. And we will appreciate the arrival of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus, the healings of Jesus, the beauty of Jesus, so much more if we go a little deeper into the bad news, into the rebellion, into the exile, right? And that's what we're going to do in this book. And we will do that later this year. I don't know exactly when. It's really going to come down to a scheduling thing, but it'll be fall sometime. I don't know if it's October or November or December, but we're going to do this. Okay, so that'll be Prophets and Kings. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. But then when that's behind us, we will have done three of the Conflict Beautiful, which is amazing. Then what we'll do, where Desire of Ages would normally be, right? So normally it would go Patriarchs and Prophets, Prophets and Kings, then Desire of Ages, but we've already done Desire of Ages. Bam, you guessed it. What we'll do is we will do the Light and Life collection one book at a time, but with gaps in between. And it'll be so easy. And not only will it be easy, it'll be amazing. And I've got some, what I think are really good ideas on how to make it even better for the shorter books. And I'll talk about that more later. But we'll do all three volumes of the Light and Life collection. We won't do them back to back to back to back. We'll mix it up. And I've got some really good ideas. We'll get to that later. We'll have the journal, which will be awesome. But the cool thing about this is totally Christ-centered, and it'll be so easy to invite a family member, a friend, a son, a daughter, a grandson, a granddaughter, because these will be much shorter commitments, right? Like, I think there's 13 chapters in Steps to Christ or 11? Let me see if I can, let me remind myself. I think it's 11. It is 13. 13 chapters in Steps to Christ. So let's say that we do that not in, say, 13 straight days, but let's say we do it over the course of a month, a 1 month reading challenge or a three, we'll figure out the details when we get there. It'll be so easy to invite somebody in, and voila, if you order the Light and Life collection, you have your own copy of Steps to Christ that you give away, and then you invite them to join the collection. Bam! Somebody was thinking. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to basically go through the Desire of Ages 2.0. We'll be going through the parables of Jesus and Christ object lessons. Cannot wait. Some of my best, most loved sermons, people will come to me wherever I go, they say, oh, Pastor Ashrick, my favorite sermon that you ever preached was da-da-da-da-da. Very often, not always, but very often, the sermons that people love the most of mine came out of Christ object lessons. I love the parables of Jesus. I preached a 28-part series in the last church that I pastored called Incomparable, on the parables of Jesus and the Gospel of Matthew. So we're going to go through Christ object lessons. We'll go through Thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, which is my favorite book that Ellen White wrote. It's incredible. And then, of course, we'll do Steps to Christ. I don't know the order yet. We'll figure all that out when we get there. But that's what we'll do. And that'll be early next year, like probably starting January, which will be really cool because, right, like the beginning of the year, new you, you know, challenge. Probably do one of the shorter books so you can get a win under your belt, like probably Steps to Christ. You know, what a great way to start the new year. Steps to Jesus in the new year. Bam. So that'll be what we'll do next year. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I can hardly believe it. We'll only have two. When I originally set out to do this, I didn't plan to do all this. This stuff didn't even exist. Like, Light and Life Collection didn't even exist. It was an idea. It was a concept. And I was just like, hey, we'll do Desire of Ages. And then now it's like all coming together. After we've done Light and Life Collection, we'll then do Acts of the Apostles, which the book of Acts is like my probably third favorite book in the New Testament. I'll be in Australia in like 72 hours. And the very first book that I'm teaching when I get there to the 36 students that are there is the book of Acts. I love the book of Acts. It's just, So we'll go through Acts of the Apostles. That will be incredible. I don't know what the timetable is on that. Maybe late next year, maybe 2024. I don't know. It's just a lot of it's going to depend. But the idea here is that now we have an actual plan. And the plan is to make our way through the entire Conflict of the Ages series, starting with Patriarchs and Prophets, all the way through to the end of the Great Controversy, which, as you know, perhaps, is the book that I read back in 1995 I became a follower of Jesus because of. Bam. And so we're going to go from Patriarchs and Prophets all the way through. And then now that we have the Light and Life collection, this will take the place of where Desire of Ages would normally be. That's the plan. I hope you guys love it. I want to say just in closing, because we're going to just quickly stop the video. You'll have to give me like 3 minutes. I'll get my things reset back up and we'll be back into today's chapter in Patriarchs and Prophets. But I just want to say a giant thank you, like the biggest thank you and the biggest shout out to Types and Symbols, the team there, Mark and Ivan and Brett and Jen and the whole team for creating these resources. I mean, these are just ideas in the mind until somebody takes the time to design them, to typeset them, to edit them, to update them, to print them, to ship them. I mean, it's just thank you, Mark. Thank you, team. You guys are amazing. And thank you for creating these incredible resources. I know they're going to bless, they've already blessed hundreds and thousands. I know they're going to bless many more thousands. And so please, by all means, support Types and Symbols. I'm not employed by them. I just love them. I think they're amazing. I do everything I can to support them because I really believe in the work they're doing, just like I really believe in the work that Lightbearers is doing. You will never, ever, ever hear me, David Ashrick, promote anything, any product, any trip, any book, and nothing that I myself don't absolutely love. And I absolutely love these books. I love the way they unpack scripture. And so I can have all of this enthusiasm and it's 100% genuine because, frankly, I'm just happy that these books exist for me. And they didn't just make copies for me. They made copies for everybody. So by all means, check out the Light and Life collection. LL10 is the discount code. If you haven't already, get your hands on the Conflict Beautiful in either the grayscale color set or the Sanctuary. The journals, I mean, look at this journal. This thing is just filled to the brim. Filled to the brim. I love these journals. And like a good pair of jeans or a really good baseball cap, they're just wearing perfectly. So if you don't have a set of the journals, get your hands on a set. By the way, at the end of the challenge, we're going to give away, we got a bunch of stuff to give away. We're going to give away at least one set, I think two sets of the Conflict Beautiful. We're going to give away two sets of the Light and Life collection. We're going to give away at least one set of the journals. So when we get to the end, I'll tell you more about that later. But get your hands on these books and on the journals. Please support Types and Symbols. They're taking a risk here. You know, they're ordering these. I'm telling them. I'm saying, guys, these products are amazing. I will help you move them. We have to get these into homes. And every time I go to a house and I see the Conflict Beautiful sitting on the shelf, it just warms my heart because it's such an inviting series of books to just pick up. It's so tactile. It feels so good in the hand and it's so easy to read. So please support them, support the work they're doing. They are an independent, self-started, this is their dream, their vision. And they have other things that they do in terms of graphic design. In fact, I should tell you, we've mentioned that Jennifer Schwerzer and I are writing a series of books together. Just today, I had a meeting with the guys from Types and Symbols, and they're going to do the graphic design for Jennifer and I's book, which will be coming out later this year on marriage. And then we'll write a book by the grace of God next year on parenting, and the following year, or maybe late next year, on dating and courting. And they're doing the design because I just believe in them. I love them. I love the work they do. So love you guys. I hope that was a blessing. Mark, did I forget anything? I think you're signed on here. And I said, great customer service too, says Deb. I'm just waiting to see Mark here. I asked him because I chatted to him just before this. I said, hey, bro. And by the way, we have one other big project coming down the pipe that I can't say anything about right now, but it's going to be a 10 out of 10. And I can't say anything more than that about it. It's totally different than the books. That's all I'm going to say. Stay tuned. Mark, I'm giving you a couple seconds here to chime in. Okay, Mark says, I think you covered it. All right, everybody, check out typesandsymbols.com, support them. Give me about 5 minutes or less to get everything here, all the lights, and stop the video and restart it and download that. And I'll see you all in about 5 minutes. Love you all. Please spread the word. It would be amazing if you go, when I look at my metrics on the YouTube channel, DA with DA was like this popular, and then OT with DA is like twice as popular. It would be amazing if when we get to, PK with DA, or I guess it'll still be OT with DA when we do Prophets and Kings, and then especially when we get into the Life and Light and Life collection, it would be amazing if it could go like DA with DA, OT with DA, and then when we get into these shorter, more accessible books, I mean, it would thrill my soul if we could get thousands where we now have hundreds. And not for my sake, of course not. I mean, who cares? Who's David Asherick? David Asherick's just a messenger. He's a child of God that loves Jesus very much. But to get people in these books and to get people in the Word and to get people connected with Jesus, I'm all about that life. And so if God can use me in that way, I'm here for it. And so support Types and Symbols. Give me a few minutes. I'll sign off and sign right back on. I'll have Nathan Cranston with me. Our chapter tonight is God's Care for the Poor. And this chapter is straight fire. I got some really good insights. So thank you all for coming and joining into our unboxing. Thank you, Violetta, for reluctantly letting me take your set. And I'll be back in just a few minutes. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in.